Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Alaska Supreme Court has decided that Democrats should be allowed to let independent candidates run in party primaries. The court's decision affirms a lower court ruling. The Alaska Democratic Party challenged a law requiring that primary election candidates be registered members of the party whose nomination they're seeking. A Superior Court judge found the state was restricting Democrats' attempt to appeal to independent voters by not letting unaffiliated candidates participate in the Democratic primaries. The state appealed, arguing that if a party nominee doesn't have to identify with their nominating party, the system the state uses to regulate political party status and ballot access will not make sense. Supreme Court Chief Justice Greg Stowers raised doubts with the majority opinion, but he stopped short of dissenting in the case. For the third time, a grand jury next week could hear accusations of Roland Ma's alleged fraud and theft of Alaska Permanent Fund dividends. Twice already, Ma was indicted on 12 felony charges of theft and unsworn falsification related to applying for and receiving dividends between 2009 and 2014. And both times, Superior Court Judge Luis Menendez threw out the indictments because he determined Prosecutor Lisa Kelly presented insufficient evidence to the grand jury. Ma was a former Alaska Board of Fisheries nominee who also applied to be Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commissioner. He was also the former executive director of the United Cook Inlet Drift Association. After Judge Menendez threw out the latest indictment last month, Ma was to stand trial next Monday, April 9th, on the remaining five misdemeanor charges for falsifying applications. But that's been taken off the calendar. Instead, a status hearing has been scheduled for April 16th after the grand jury meets next week. And the former manager of the Bergman Hotel has signaled his intention to plead guilty on drug charges, likely avoiding a trial that was scheduled to start next Monday in U.S. District Court. Charles Edward Cotton Jr. was indicted last October on four counts of distributing methamphetamine. The indictment alleges that Cotton distributed at least 20 grams in May and June of last year. Cotton was the former manager of the Bergman Hotel in the fall of 2016 before the city condemned it in March of last year. He was also the husband of Penny Cotton, whose death by gunshot last September at the Breakwater Inn is under investigation by Juneau police. Late last month, federal prosecutors filed a motion indicating they would no longer seek stiffer penalties for the drug charges filed against Charles Cotton. And then Cotton's attorney, Michael Moberly, requested pulling the trial from the court calendar and setting a new hearing for a change of plea. If convicted, the 52-year-old Cotton could serve 5 to 40 years in prison, ordered to pay a fine of up to $5 million and spend 4 years to life on supervised release. He will also forfeit a 34-foot cabin cruiser and a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Cotton's co-defendant on one of the drug charges, 36-year-old Ricky Stapler Lisk, pled guilty in February, and he will be sentenced in October. Latest forecast for the capital city calls for a high wind warning for today. High temperature about 45 degrees with winds gusting to about 60 miles per hour. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.